going to bring you a story that is just unfolding.
We need to eliminate all uncertainty before we take any action. It's certainly not a risk analysis they apply to other areas where they take dramatic action, you know, the Iraq war being a glaring case in point.
The United States and China obviously have differences, but look at the things we have in common. We need a stable world to allow...
That's a big question.
Now we got time.
If you don't know how to fix it, stop breaking it.
If we act boldly, we can make significant progress in reversing the potential
damage. We need to take some responsibility.
Cap and trade, you think that's really the answer?
Yeah, it is.
Short and sweet.
When you start cutting your energy bill, you start giving your city opportunity.
Welcome to another edition of EcoTalk. I am sure you're going to love it. Could not be more timely. When you see media degradation on the level that's being seen on shows like CNN's Glenn Beck these days, who do you call? We call Media Matters, of course. We alluded yesterday to Beck's desperate linkage of Al Gore to Nazi tactics. And today, Media Matters senior fellow Paul Waldman returns to give us his thoughts on the veracity and audacity of such statements and such supposed newsmen as Mr. Glenn Beck. It's not just Fox News anymore, folks. Then we'll chat with California Lieutenant Governor John Garamendi, coming back to the program again. Boy, are we tempted to get him to drop that lieutenant and just run for governor someday. Maybe he will. He'll be chatting about getting e-waste centers for discarded computers and other toxic stuff coming to a city near you. In our second half, get ready, it's pretty sobering, an interview with journalist Julia Whitty. She'll help us grasp the astonishing loss of species that is the subject of her latest Mother Jones cover story and why species extinction is not something that just happens to whales and owls. Want to thank our sponsor for making this edition of EcoTalk possible. We are brought to you by Pacific Gas and Electric Company. From renewable power to energy efficiency programs, PG&E is planning for the future of energy. Want to introduce Paul Waldman back to EcoTalk. He is a senior fellow at Media Matters, also the author of a number of books, including the latest, Being Right is Not Enough, What Progressives Must Learn from Conservative Success. Well, has CNN stooped to a whole new low, Paul?
Well, I think they stooped to a new low when they hired Glenn Beck in the first place. And, you know, for the network that prides itself on being the most serious of the cable news networks, it was an odd choice when they decided to give Glenn Beck his own show on Headline News, their sister network. He's the only one on there who is this kind of Fox News-style opinionated conservative. And one of the things that's happened since he came on CNN is that he has been on this crusade against global warming. Now, he says that it's not that he doesn't believe that global warming exists, which is it's interesting because that seems to be the position that most of the global warming skeptics have moved to just in the last few months. They stopped claiming that it's just all a myth. You know, maybe Jim Inhofe, the senator from Oklahoma, is one of the last holdouts who calls it, you know, a big hoax. But now their argument is essentially that it's just overblown and there's really not much we can do and there's just all this uncertainty out there and so we really shouldn't do anything.
Well,
but go ahead.
I watched the show. I've never seen Glenn Beck before. What a buffoon. That's all I can say. Really?
Well, I'm not going to give you an argument there. We've put up on our website, MediaMatters.org, many, many items about Glenn Beck and the things that he says on his radio show and on his television show. And he has gone after global warming on a number of occasions and given airtime to a whole parade of global warming skeptics, many of whom are have research that's funded by the oil companies or work at places like the Competitive Enterprise Institute, which is funded by the oil companies. It reminds me of there was a famous memo that came out that was written by some strategists who work for the tobacco companies some years back that said, doubt is our product.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the tobacco companies wanted to do to refute the irrefutable science about smoking causing cancer, is if they could just sow enough doubt, then that would put off the day of their reckoning.
Exactly,
and I think that's what that's the strategy that's used by people like Beck and those groups that are funded by the oil companies to just put off the day of reckoning when we're going to have to cut back on oil consumption by sowing enough doubt.
That's
and
right.
That's what this special that Glenn Beck did yesterday was all about and what most of his conversations about this are about. I mean, sometimes he goes off just sort of attacking Al Gore. You know, as you said, he called him a Nazi. He didn't call him a Nazi, but he compared things that Gore says about global warming to Nazi tactics.
And we're going to listen to that right now. If we just hold that thought, Glenn Beck's radio program, they attack the messenger. That's what they do when they can't handle the message.
And I read this one part on global warming about how they got, it was the first thing they did to get people to exterminate the Jews. Now, I'm not saying that anybody's going to, you know, Al Gore's not going to be rounding up Jews and exterminating them. It is the same tactic, however. The goal is different. The goal is globalization. The goal is global carbon tax. The goal is the United Nations running the world. That is the goal. Back in the 1930s, the goal was get rid of all of the Jews and have one global government. You got to have an enemy to fight. And when you have an enemy to fight, then you can unite the entire world behind you and you seize power. That was Hitler's plan. His enemy, the Jew. Al Gore's enemy, the UN's enemy, global warming.
Paul Waldman, why is the truth their enemy?
Well, you know, when they start reaching for the Nazi comparisons, you know you've gone off the rails.
Wait, but the UN wants to take over the world, haven't you heard? They're so influential, you know, it's just a natural next step.
Yeah, and I don't know if he's going to start talking about black helicopters circling over his studio or what, but it's just extremely bizarre. And,
extreme,
you know, it's not
right.
That Glenn Beck has a great well of credibility to begin with, but when he goes there, he really starts to lose any shred of credibility he
desperate.
Has.
Desperate. Now, I wrote down some choice quotes there, okay? And they trotted out the usual suspects, of course, Pat Michaels from the Cato Institute, Chris Horner, who I was up against on the Sean Hannity show, who, you know, just doesn't like to talk about his ties to the oil industry, even though he is counsel for the Competitive Enterprise Institute. And they mentioned how, let's see, he said, there is a difference between science and science fiction. Tell that to Michael Crichton. And Glenn Beck was talking about how a number of scientists have dropped off the IPCC report participation, that they don't like, you know, that they don't think it's a consensus. Have you heard that before?
No.
Have dropped out of taking part in the IPCC report? I haven't either. And just a few more choice things that they said. Let's see. Glenn Beck wrapped up the show by saying innovation and capitalism will solve this problem. The debate isn't over. And this is just a bunch of frantic alarmism.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing wrong with talking about innovation. You know, I think he, as part of the show, he interviewed the head of a company that makes electric cars, and that's terrific. And those things are all important. But when it's used as an excuse to not do anything to actually lower any kind of carbon emissions, well, you know, that's when you're getting into some problematic territory. And this, as I said, has become something of a crusade for Glenn Beck. And I wonder what they think of it over at CNN. You know, there has been an evolution, I think, in the way the global warming issue is discussed in the media over the past, really just in the past 6 months or so. That, you know, for a long time, it was the standard, he said, she said. If they put someone, a quote from someone in a news story talking about global warming, then they had to go out and find somebody like from a place like the Cato Institute or like the Competitive Enterprise Institute that is funded by oil companies and would say it's all a myth. I think that more and more journalists are realizing that that's not an accurate representation of the truth, and that there are sometimes when the truth is not evenly two-sided, and this is one of those occasions when the scientific facts are really not refuted by nearly anyone who is actually serious and knows what they're talking about. There have been some positive developments in the way that the media have covered this issue. They're beginning to get that picture, but yet you still have people like Beck out there who are beating these drums. You know, if there's anything positive about it, it's that people like him are beginning to be understood for the fringe characters that they really are.
And one comment I have to just mention before I go on is Glenn Beck said, all scientists are biased. Haven't you noticed that? Scientists are really biased. And Tim Ball, who's the guy that they brought up on the Sean Hannity show, they said a climatologist that I hadn't heard of. Therefore, you know, I don't like to listen to anyone who is against the reality of global warming. Well, his big quote and contribution to the show was, it's all about money, that's what fuels scientists, you know, researchers, journalists. Well, I can tell you, I'm one journalist who does this program not for money. And for those of you who've been wondering what's going on with EcoTalk, we are not. You may have noticed on the Air America new programming lineup that is on the Air America website. That's not because they don't want us to be on the network. It's not because our passionate listeners don't want us to be on. Our affiliates want us to be on. In fact, Air America is saving a spot for us Sunday mornings for a two-hour show. The problem is we need to come up with funding for the first quarter before I can go forward, and we need to do that by Monday, this coming up Monday. So if you wonderful listeners have any ideas for funders, we know we can get advertising. There's lots of great green companies out there. It's just that we've only had 2 weeks since we found out that this is where our slot's going to be. And of course, you can't sell ads if you don't know where you're going to be or if you're going to be. And I don't have a sales force. It's just Will Craven, my producer, and myself and our technical crew. So please write to Betsy at ecotalk.net if you want this program to survive past 2 weeks from now. We need to hear from you. We appreciate all the listener donations. We need $60,000 to get us through the summer quarter. That's just to cover our costs. Nobody's making a lot of money here. I haven't made money in 3 years of doing this show. It's the passion that has fueled me. I hope you'll be moved to help us continue to bring sound solutions for a healthier planet, greening the red and blue states one show at a time. Thanks so much, Paul Waldman, for listening to Our Little Media Matter.
It's been my pleasure.
And we'll be back right after these messages with John Garamendi, Lieutenant Governor of California.